Stuck in a dinner rut? Let Cook Unity handle dinner with chef-crafted meals delivered right to your door. Cook Unity makes it easy with new menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs, plus over 400 flavorful meals for every palate. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/mealtime50 or enter code mealtime50 before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's cookunity.com/mealtime50.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith, and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
We're taught that hustle culture is the only way to survive as a modern day entrepreneur. So today we are going to talk about the different types of burnout and how you can cope with burnout in your career. Because if you've listened to us for any length of time, we're not about the hustle culture here.
Right. So for me, I feel like when it comes to burnout, I have experienced extreme burnout in my career, specifically 2 years ago. I just remember sitting on my couch and I felt like I had literally ran into a brick wall. I know you love when people say literally, but I truly felt like I had ran headfirst into
like
a brick
physically?
Wall. Yeah. Like I was physically ill. I was mentally ill. And I was so unmotivated in my business that I felt like my only option was to quit. I had a call with one of my mentors and we were talking about burnout. And she told me there were three types of burnout, and I had never been taught about burnout. Mm-hmm. We hear it. I feel like it's so cliche, kind of in like,
it's like a buzzword almost.
Yeah, like battling burnout or are you burnout?
But it's such a real thing. Yes, like I like kind of glaze over when people talk about it, but it does need to be talked about because it's a real thing. And if you own a business, I mean, even if you don't own a business and you just work a corp job, like burnout will happen to everybody at some point.
Oh, yeah. And I honestly didn't even realize that's what I was struggling with. Mm-hmm. I thought that I was just like struggling in my business and just struggling mentally. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was in this like block. But when she was like, you're burnout, she was like, but there are three types of burnout. You know, let's get to the root of it. I was like, this is genius. So I have those three types of burnout for you guys today. And number one is called neglect burnout. And so what this is, it's when you feel helpless in your career. And I think of my husband in this one because I'm like, I've seen this in him. Uh-huh. He won't admit it. He's never been like, I'm burnout, but I see this in him. And it's mainly when your company is understaffed or maybe you're doing the job of three people.
Okay. Chris is experiencing this currently too. Yeah. Like they're understaffed and he's like working so much more than normal. Huh. Yeah. See, even I'm learning right now. I'm like, okay, I've never considered it like being different types of burnout.
Yeah. And I think the root of it is you feel like at your core that you're not being paid your worth.
Yeah.
But you also feel trapped.
Yeah.
Like, what else am I going to do? This is my career. This is my job. And so that's number one, neglect burnout. Number two is under-challenged burnout. And I can relate to this one somewhat, but it means that you're expected to do the same task every day. And maybe your job gets boring and you feel like you're meant for more, or you feel like, I think of myself when I was working for the DMV, my job was the same every day. Like I was looking for the same errors. I was like, I would have to initial the same paper over and over and over. And it literally got to where I was like, if I have to see this paper one more time, I'm going to scream. And I just felt like, man, I am meant for so much more than what I'm doing now. And your job can easily seem unrewarding when it's so repetitive each day.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And then the most common, and number three, is overload, burnout.
Yeah, that's definitely the most common. Yes.
This one is where I was 2 years ago when I was sitting on my couch feeling like I had right into the brick wall. But it's the most common, and it's when you work too much or too hard to meet goals and to achieve success. Eventually, the grind becomes too much. Mm-hmm. And you know this one is your struggle when you have a hard time disconnecting from work. And I think we've all been guilty of this one at some point. I know I have for sure. I've experienced this a few times, I think, in the last 5 years, but specifically 2 years ago. And it just felt like I was a hamster in a wheel.
Yeah.
Like running, running, running. And I want to make it clear, like, I am not a supporter of hustle culture, but I also know it takes hustle. It takes hustle to build a business.
We've talked about there's seasons. Yeah. Like there's going to be seasons where you are hustling, where you have to work hard, where you're having to do a little extra. Yeah. So that's just kind of inevitable. But when that's your every single day, day in and day out, that's when it's like, let's reframe this. Let's rework this a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's when you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
I've been there where I feel like that I go to sleep thinking about my business. Like I wake up thinking about my business and it's like my brain never shuts off. So how do you go from all of that to overcoming burnout? And I really know that you can overcome burnout because I'm a testimony of that. Mm-hmm. You can overcome being burnout in your career. You can overcome being burnout in all things, I feel like.
Yeah. Before we move into that, because I really like what you said earlier that you didn't know you were burned out. Like I never even thought about that before. Like there might be people listening that's like, that don't know they're burnout. They might be experiencing like physical ailments or just being unhappy in their job. Like, can we touch on some of those emotional and physical aspects? Mm-hmm. Like you might be burnt out because I never even considered that there might be people that are burned out and they don't know they're burned out.
Yeah. So the physical aspect for me, I had migraines every day. Mm. So I woke up with a headache every single day. And it's like, you always chalk it up to I'm dehydrated or like I need to rest or I need that. But it was every day. Another thing was I was having chest pains and it was just random, like these random chest pains that would lead to panic attacks. Mm-hmm. And so I was literally having panic attacks almost daily at some point.
I was just panicking. About to say, I feel like anxiety, like just constantly feeling in that nervous system freeze, kind of like that nervous system overload. Like if you're experiencing that, I'd say you're likely either in burnout or on the road to it.
Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't sleeping well. Mm. And if you know me, I go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I sleep like a baby. Yeah. Like I am a sleeper and I was up all night for a really long time, or I would wake up multiple times a night and like I couldn't get back to sleep because I couldn't shut my brain off. Mm-hmm. And so those are some things I was struggling with: loss of appetite and then increased appetite. So like I would go days and like not be hungry. And then I would be like, I'm going to eat this ice cream to feel better, you know, or I'm going to eat this whole bag of chips because I deserve it. And it was just, it was the strangest cycle that when I look back on it, I'm like, how did I not know that something wasn't right?
Yeah.
You know, but for me, I think it was mainly like the anxiety and the migraines and just that physical exhaustion. And I'm not an exhausted person.
Yeah.
Like, and when I felt like I had no energy, I was drained and depleted, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah. And something needs to change if you're constantly feeling overwhelmed, if you're constantly like second guessing what you're doing, if you're always trying to look at what other people are doing, you're comparing yourself and you're not feeling like you're doing enough. Or on the flip side, if you're bored to death and if you don't feel challenged and if you just feel like, why am I even doing this? This, like, I don't even enjoy this. Like, if you're not liking what you're doing, like all of these are telltale signs that you're in a bad place or you're heading to a bad place.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so here's six helpful things that you can do to work through burnout. These are six things that I did myself. And so these are tried and true.
I love evidence-based things. Yes,
for sure. Number one is focus on the things that you can control and separate the stressors in your life. So for me, I had to take a step back because I am a control freak about everything.
Yeah.
I feel like expectation is the root of disappointment. And I had all of these expectations on people and I was carrying it. Mm-hmm. It was like, I expected everyone to work as hard as me, or mm-hmm. I expected everyone to show up the way that I did, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you have that, like one time my mentor told me, she was like, you have to understand that your best is not your friend's best.
Yeah.
And like their best is not your best. It might just be their best in the season that they're mm-hmm. in. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, because I'm like, man, now that I've went through all these seasons, I see like my best at certain points in my career, they were the bare minimum, but that's all I had.
Yeah.
Like that's all I had to give. So focus on the things that you can control and separate what is stressing you. And mm-hmm. I did this through therapy too, as we talk about stressors mm-hmm. and like what triggers you. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of triggers in business that are deep rooted trauma from yeah. when I was little.
Like, can you give an example?
Like negativity.
Yeah.
Anytime someone comes to me with something negative, I get defensive yeah. and I'm like, I shut down
yeah.
because I feel like I was raised in that like negative space. Mm-hmm. And so I run from it.
So it triggers that like a yeah. nervous system response in yeah. you too.
And this is horrible. Like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it makes me dislike people.
Yeah.
Like I start holding this like, ugh, this is not my person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's all in my head, because they could be completely innocent or mm-hmm. just asking a simple question. And I'm just like, ugh, negative Nancy, like yeah. get away from me.
yeah.
You know, and I run. And yeah. that's not a good thing. But that, I know that's deep rooted in my childhood and even my like being a teenager and stuff like that. So that's a number one.
So my takeaway is, if you're just on that aspect, if you're feeling like you're around negative people or people who are like not speaking life into you or constantly complaining, like maybe just separate yourself from them.
Yeah. And know the difference between, is it them or is it you? And because sometimes it genuinely is them,
yeah.
you know, and I have to be like, listen. And mm-hmm. when it's genuinely them, it's like, it's easier for me to say like, hey, you're being really negative. Like, let's mm-hmm. cut it off. But when it's me, it's harder for me to be like, cut mm-hmm. it off, you know, because it's me. So I think that's number one, chaos. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Like when things get chaotic, I become reclusive. Mm. So it's like, I thrive in chaos to an extent, but when things become chaotic in like my career, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like,
what's chaos to you? Let's define that for you, because it'll be different to everyone. But yeah.
So for me, I can think of when I was in this burnout season, I was working with a company and our website didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was complete chaos.
I remember this.
Yes, it was chaos every day. I'm talking, I would open my eyes and like, I dreaded looking at my phone mm-hmm. to see what had broke loose. And so that was chaotic in my life that I didn't have control over. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I couldn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was affecting my income. It was affecting my team's income. It was affecting my customers. They mm-hmm. couldn't get their products. And I just remember it was such a chaotic season for me, because I couldn't control it.
Yeah.
Like, I can control my schedule. Like mm-hmm. if it's chaos, I'm okay. I can go with the flow when it comes to my, as long as I'm in control over it.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I don't have control over it and it's chaotic, I become reclusive.
Yeah. And I want to add to this, like, we're still on the point of number one, like focusing on things that you can control. But like, so it's so funny. Again, Noelle and I are so freaking opposite in like everything. And when I'm with her, like she works hard. Like if you, I mean, most of you guys know her or know who she is or watch her on social media. Like she works so freaking hard, but her phone is constantly blowing up. Like she's always like, she's like the best mentor. Like she's always on her phone, like responding to messages and people asking questions and just like taking care of her team. It's just constant. And like for me and she, maybe I'm speaking wrong, but you don't mind that. Like that's your job. Like you enjoy that.
Yeah.
I put a hole in my head if that was me. Like I do not want that at all. Like if I have to manage all these people and people are constantly coming to me for things, I'm like, no, thank you. So like I control that by like, I only take calls on certain days. Like I don't, like I even just recently I was taking calls on Mondays and Fridays and I'm like, I don't enjoy that. I want to like start my week and end my week, like internally doing things business wise. So like I blocked out my calendar where I don't do calls on Mondays and Fridays because I want to talk to y'all and that's okay for me. Like, so I'm like, my chaos is like, if y'all are messaging me too much, like I can't, I don't like it. I get anxious. It's too much for me. So like, I'm saying that to say your chaos will feel and look differently than someone else's. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Just like act accordingly. Like if you can control your calendar and not take calls or messages or respond to people or take care of your team on certain days, like have that boundary and that's okay.
And I've had to set boundaries And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but I have had to set boundaries and it's been hard.
Yeah.
It's been hard for me because it's like, I do enjoy it so much, but I have to be like, in order not to be burnt out, mm-hmm. I have to set a boundary.
Well, there. Let's go ahead and segue into that point. Like, let's talk about setting boundaries. That's, we had that for number three, but let's make it number two. So
yeah, set boundaries between work and your personal life. And so hearing Haley say like, they're always texting you. Like I have a strict D&D policy, mm-hmm. like do not disturb. And I just turn my phone on do not disturb. So every evening I turn my phone on do not disturb. And if I open social media, it's like I'll watch reels mm-hmm. or like it's for pleasure. Yeah. You know, it's not for work. And I used to be so bad to work until like 2 a.m. or mm-hmm. 3 a.m. And Drew would be like, when are you going to sleep?
Yeah.
I would work these like 14, 16 hour days. And at the time I was like high on it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, I'm hustling.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, I was like hitting that brick
wall.
That's
not sustainable.
Yeah. And so setting those boundaries, I set them every single day in mm-hmm. my business. And like the evenings are for my family and mm-hmm. they haven't always been. And so I set the boundary. I cook dinner. We have like family time together. We'll go to the baseball field or whatever. And I turn my phone on do mm-hmm. not disturb. And then also setting those boundaries of, like I was talking about earlier, the negativity.
Yeah.
My people know if you're working with me that you can come to me with an issue or to be negative, but you better be prepared for a resolution mm-hmm. because I am not the person that's going to let you just vent without being like, okay, how do we fix this?
Yeah.
Like how do we implement changes to get mm-hmm. you on a better path? And so I think that's a boundary is not being that person that people come to complain or vent mm-hmm. about, you know? And I'm not saying like for my friends, they know they can vent to me, but they also know I'm going to be like, okay, well, what can we do better next time? Or like, maybe this is you. Like maybe this is an internal struggle. Like I'm definitely that friend that's not going to tell you what you want to hear if you need to hear it, mm-hmm. you know? And then if I feel like you do just need to vent and be loved on, I'm going to love on you.
Mm-hmm.
Very, you know?
At a 6 feet distance.
Disconnected. Like, don't touch me.
If you've listened to any episodes that we've talked about boundaries before, this might seem repetitive to you, but boundaries are freaking hard to implement mm-hmm. when you've not done it before. Yeah. So don't expect to start setting these boundaries with yourself and then it just magically fall into place and everything feels so great and change for you instantly, because that's not going to happen. You're going to question yourself. You're going to go back on your boundaries. You're going to say you set a boundary and then you're not going to follow through sometimes, because it's hard to go from doing one thing and then setting that boundary and like following through. So like, don't get discouraged if you try to start setting boundaries and you're not perfect at it, or it's hard for you or you don't enjoy it, because it's probably going to be that way. But the more you do it, you will form that habit and it's going to be easier. Like, I feel like I'm a boundary setting queen now and I love it. Yeah. Like I set it with my family, everyone. I'm just like throwing out boundaries right and left and it's great. And I did not use it. Like took so much therapy and like so much work for me to get to this point. And now I do it without worry. Like I really do. I can set a boundary and be like, sorry about it. That's my boundary. Yeah. And it's great. It's so freeing, but it was hard.
Yeah. It becomes like natural instinct after a while. One of the hardest boundaries I ever had to set, which sounds so crazy, is not working on the weekend.
Oh yeah.
I used to work on the weekend. I would answer my phone. I was like available.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling Drew, like, I'm going to set the boundary. I'm not working on the weekend. Yeah. He was like, I bet you are. Yeah. And I was like, no, really I am. And I've stuck to that. And I'm really proud, because being an entrepreneur is hard. But if you were working a 9-to-5, you would have days off during the week and you would take them.
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't take your work with you. Like on the weekends, I very rarely see Drew Walker working on the weekends. Yeah. Right. He's like, I'm off, you know? And so I feel like that as entrepreneurs, we have to do that mm-hmm. too.
And this is so weird, but one of my biggest boundaries that I have to try to consistently set is like, I'm just naturally like a caretaker. I just want to help and like mm-hmm. make your life so wonderful. And so I want to give above and beyond. And like, you have to be careful doing that as a business owner, because then you set a precedence. Mm-hmm. My time is valuable. Like my skills are valuable and I can't just be giving that away for free and like constantly doing more and more and more. So mm-hmm. I have to like, if you've only paid for six emails, you get six emails and one call and that's it. Like, yeah. Instead of being like, here, look, I'll just give you an extra email. And because like, I just really want you to succeed. Like, no, that's not how you run a business. Like, yeah. That's my heart to like serve and give and go above and beyond. But like, you cannot run a successful business without hard set boundaries like that. So
yeah,
I can talk about boundaries all day. So let's move on to the next one, which is you take time to do things that make you genuinely happy.
I love that. For me, it's sitting on my front porch.
Yeah.
That's like one thing that makes me so happy is just sitting out there and like having the sunshine on my face in mm-hmm. the mornings. And it's funny because if I get into this, which I've done this lately, my front porch isn't even decorated for mm-hmm. summer. And I told Drew yesterday, I'm like, get the pressure washer out. Like, I'm about to pressure wash this because I can tell a difference in my mood when I'm not doing that,
yeah.
when I'm not taking time to drink my coffee on yeah. my front porch. And it's so simple and it's free, mm-hmm. you know?
It's going to look different for everyone. I've said this before. I like to get up. I have coffee in the mornings. I just sit on my couch. I'll read a book while I drink it. Or I'll just like look out the window. If the weather's nice, can't go out, like sit out there like you do. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I like a slow start to the morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't used to do that. I would wake up, work on my phone in bed, like literally like roll over and start working immediately, which I know you're guilty of, yeah, Noelle.
I am.
And it's like, it would set the tone of my day to be like weird. Like, yeah. I don't know. It wasn't healthy for me. That's a simple thing. And then like, just like, I love reading books. Like I love a good book and that makes me happy. And that helps me decompress and like turn off.
Yeah. Something I do is I schedule all of my content to post at like 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of still feels like I'm waking up and immediately working,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But it's like, it's on autopilot. Mm-hmm. And so that's something you can do too. If you feel, cause I'm that person, I'm bad to base my worth on what I get accomplished.
Yeah.
And it's like, by just scheduling that out, that's like one less task.
Yeah.
And I'm less likely to reach for my phone in the yeah. morning. Next is prioritize sleep and resting.
I know women are so guilty for not doing this. Women everywhere, listen yeah. up.
Yeah. Me, I've been glued to the couch because I had like a small surgery and I've literally lost my mind. I'm like, get me off of this couch because I struggle to rest. And rest is holy. Like, rest is yeah. essential. Like, we have to rest. And I really struggle to rest.
I struggle. I don't struggle with sleep. I love sleep.
Me too.
Girl, I go to bed and I love it. Like, you know, we've said this before. If Noelle and I go out on a trip together,
yeah.
like we're both in bed by like 8 p.m. ready to like yeah. shut off for the night. So I don't struggle with that. I feel like I don't struggle with the idea of rest. Like I don't care to like get on my couch and read a book or watch Netflix, but then I do struggle staying there. Like initially mm-hmm. getting there can do it all day, but staying there, I'm like, oh wait, I need to do this yeah. or I need to do this. Or I'm like anxious and fidgeting because I can't relax. Yeah. So I really struggle with like relaxing because I feel like I should be doing something else mm-hmm. or I feel lazy or I feel like, you know, well, this person's probably out doing this. And like, here I am just being a big sack of potatoes on my couch. Like I'm not, you know what I mean? Like yeah. we tell ourselves these things like, and we just have struggle resting, but yeah. gosh, the science behind it. Like, I know y'all have heard this a million times, but like, you are just so much healthier physically, mm-hmm. mentally, spiritually when you rest.
Yeah, for sure. Next, take breaks throughout your work day. This is really hard. I feel like this is a hard one. But when we did the interview with the girl who's talking about meals, remember?
Oh, yeah, Allie.
Yeah, she was like, take time to eat lunch mm-hmm. away from your work. Mm-hmm. And I have done that. Ever since okay. I had that call, I have done that. And I take those breaks away from my work day.
Yeah.
Even if I'm just going to go and put some laundry in, mm-hmm. I will make sure that I just like sit down
yeah.
or get a snack or something like that. So taking breaks is key.
That's funny because I have also been doing that. Like I'll work in one room and when it's time to eat, like I'll make sure I go literally to a different room and I'll sit at like my kitchen table or something
yeah.
and I'll just like watch TikTok or I'll read my book just while I eat. And then once I finish eating, then I'll go back to work in the other room. And it really does make a difference. Like it gives you like a mental, I don't know, just like rejuvenates your brain just because you're like disconnected with it. And then the last one is look into a pivot and evaluate your options.
I feel like this one is kind of like sensitive,
mm-hmm.
but if you're unhappy, you are not a tree. Move.
Yeah.
Like if you, I think of you even like mm-hmm. you started out being a virtual assistant mm-hmm. and then you started out like you've done these things and you're like, eh, this is not for me.
Yeah.
And you made a pivot and then you finally found like what sets your soul on fire.
Yeah.
Same thing for me with that company that had a website that didn't work. Mm-hmm. I finally had to pivot away from that and find something that was more in alignment with me.
Yeah. And I want to almost hit it from a different angle too. You can pivot too much. So you are constantly doing something new and doing something different and launching something new and something different and you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, you got to stop. Like that's not healthy. That's like, that's a you problem. And I say that with so much love. Like I know that maybe sounds harsh, but there's a time to pivot and there's a time to plant and try to see it through and overcome the hurdles and work hard and push through the moments. So maybe let's break that down. Like when should you pivot versus when should you stay planted and work a little harder?
So I think that the time to pivot is when you're doing all the things and you've done them consistently. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking for like 3 days, or 3 weeks or 3 months, but maybe 3 years. You've done the work consistently and you haven't seen results. Mm-hmm. Then maybe it is time to pivot into something new, or maybe it is time to find something to add to your brand. Mm-hmm. Or when you have no passion for what you do, like excitement, honeymoon phase is going to pass.
Yeah.
Like, but your passion for what you're doing should always be there.
Yes, that's a really good point. Like you said, when I started out as a VA, like I was so excited. Like I was doing my own thing. And I, like 3 months in, I was like, nope. Yeah. And it was like, almost like that the whole time. Like it didn't take long. Like from the get-go, something was off with it. And then like, that's when I discovered copywriting and like passion since day one. And I mean, there's hard days. I get tired, but that exactly what you just said. Like I love what I do, no matter what's happening. Even when I'm experiencing a little bit of burnout with it, I still love it.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good point.
And for me too, like my brush line, you know, I had to give my brush line up at one point, and that passion and that excitement never died, even with giving it up. I tried some other things. Like I actually opened a hat boutique that was super successful, but it was like, I wasn't passionate about hats. I like hats, but I wasn't passionate about them. It's like my heart always went back to brushes. So when I was like, okay, I'm going to start a new business, there was, it was without a question.
Yeah.
I was going back to my roots and love of makeup and makeup tools. I think it's important to understand the difference between burnout and being lazy. We'll make this one quick, but I feel like so many times I'm mentoring women and they're all in different walks of life, different career paths. And they're like, I'm so burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, what does your day look like? And they're like, well, you know, I'll lay on the couch, I'll watch Netflix, I'll do this. I'm like, you're not burnout, you're just lazy.
Yeah.
And yes, I think that's a really, like, it's a tough pill to swallow, but there is a difference. And I feel like that burnout can lead to laziness.
Yeah.
So you might feel burnout and then you're like, oh, I'm just going to lay on the couch today. And then the next day you're laying on the couch and the next day you're laying on the couch. And it like creates this habit in your daily routine, but knowing the difference is key.
That's good.
So we want to invite you to revive your spirit by meditating on this scripture. It's Isaiah 40:29. It says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.